But have you gotten so far today? How your stands? Have you run the relationships the way you have? The focus has been on the negative, and negative thinking is really negative prayer. What you think about is what you're praying for. And most of us have been praying for the negative to occur. Not enough love, not enough time together, not enough intimacy, not enough vulnerability, not enough nurturing, not enough care. There's not enough. So then in reality, what we produce is not enough of those things. We're going to be right. Yes, we're going to be right about what we say, especially when it's in the midst of emotion. In this last exercise, when it was over and people were sharing, there was a lot of emotion in the room. Did you notice it? How did it manifest itself for you? When your emotion was coming up, what happened? Did you get very tired? Get wiped out? That's using your energy to suppress your emotions, and it wipes you out. In the moment you open up and you let that emotion out, you communicate, you breathe, tears running out your eyes, you get your energy back. You're re-inspired. The opportunity is to open your heart and let the emotion go. So far we've been working on your mind, but trying to get into your heart so you'd open your heart, so you would feel again. The difference between human beings and computers is that human beings feel. I mean, computers today can talk and all that stuff. But human beings can feel. And when you speak with emotion, that produces a result. So far, when you're in an emotional arena in your relationship, what's it all about? Arguing, fighting, yelling, screaming, being right, then being wrong. That's how you've used the emotion so far to create your relationship from day to day on into the future. It's time to start thinking.
Based primarily on what you don't want.
Negative prayer.
You don't want to be dominated. You don't want to be told what to do. You don't want to fight. You don't want. You don't want. You don't want.
So it's negative prayer, in essence. What we're going to ask you to start doing to do now is to start looking at what you do want. What do you want? If you could have it be any way that you wanted it to be in your relationship, how would it be? Most of us haven't a clue. I just know I don't want it to be this way. I just know I don't want it to be like mom, like dad's. But
just want to be happy.
Just want to be happy. But where does happiness come from?
What does that mean?
Being satisfied. But where does satisfaction come from? Getting what you want.
You would not be satisfied if you got everything you want.
How about most of you?
Because you'll always want more.
It's one thing about your ego. No matter how much it gets, it always wants more. What's in it for me? Now, what if you already had everything you wanted in your relationship and you just didn't know it?
I'd cry.
What if it was all there? For those of you who are in relationship right now, for those of you who are not currently in relationship, what if you had it and you didn't recognize it? You didn't know it was there. See, how will you know when your relationship is the way you really want it to be? Yeah.
If you're looking for Ed McMahon to be in relationship with, yeah.
Yeah, as long as that gives me money, I'm all right.
You're not that cheap, Todd.
So we're going to ask you to start to examine the qualities that you like in relationship. In your previous relationship, or in the one that you're in now. What are the qualities that you like about it? So, make a list.
You don't have to go back to them, Pat.
Yeah.
No, we won't force you.
You put what in your shoe?
I'm working on this since the
week. Oh, you got your list. Oh.
Condition of satisfaction?
Yes, this is for a person. These are people, a person, not necessarily relationship.
Oh, okay. Well, right now, we're looking for the qualities you want in the relationship. Not necessarily the person.
Qualities you have.
Qualities that you have. in your most previous relationship, or
what was positive about it? The one right now. Not so long. You're not that old.
You're making a list of the qualities that you like in your relationship now. Okay, well, going over this list, what do you notice? A lot of positive qualities. Okay. What do you notice? What was present in the beginning of each relationship?